Bart.
Go ahead and turn to the book of Job, chapter 6. Job, chapter 6. We are certainly glad to see this good number this morning. We look around, we got visitors all over the house, and we're certainly glad to have you with us. Certainly glad that we could all be here together. And I know that God knows who's going to be here. He knows what we need. So you pray for me that I could get across His message this morning. Before we begin, let us bow. Heavenly Father, it's so good to be here today in Your presence, to be with Your people. What an honor and privilege to be here to worship You. And I pray that we could worship You in spirit and in truth. We thank You, Lord, for the good Sunday school lesson this morning, the good song service. And we pray now that You would bless in this preaching hour, that Your message could be proclaimed, and that we could receive it, that we could be better for it, that we could go about our days serving You with all of our heart. I pray for the lost, You'd have mercy upon them, and help us, dear Lord, as Your people, to have mercy upon them, that we would show them the love of Christ in our lives. We pray that You'd bless our country, bless our leaders. We know that our country seems to be in such terrible shape, just sin from one end to the other, hatred, bitterness. But dear Lord, You know it all together. You know what's needed, and we pray that You'd have mercy for Christ's sake. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Job chapter 6, we'll begin reading with verse 1. But Job answered and said, "Oh, that my grief were thoroughly weighed and my calamity laid in the balances together, for now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore my words are swallowed up, for the arrows of the Almighty are within me, the poison whereof drinketh up my spirit. The terrors of God do set themselves in array against me. Doth the wild ass bray when he hath grass? Or loweth the ox over his fodder? Can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? The things that my soul refused to touch are as my sorrowful meat. Oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I long for." We'll cease reading with these verses this morning. How often do we look at situations in life and think, it just seems so unfair? It just seems so unfair. Do you ever face something and it just seems like it's extreme? Something that seemed like it's just too much. And maybe that goes through your mind that this is just too much. Why do I have to face this? How can I cope with this heartache? How can I continue on with this burden that's been placed upon me? Life has dealt me the short end of the stick. I know that sounds familiar to some of us that, you know, maybe you look and say, it just seems like life has dealt me the short end of the stick. That just anything that can go wrong has gone wrong. That it just seems like that the circumstances that I face are more than what maybe somebody else is facing. And it seems like it's weighing me down and it's just too much for me. So the question I have for us this morning, do we ever face unfair circumstances? And the answer is absolutely. Life can swing well out of balance. Look at verse 2 again. "Oh, that my grief were thoroughly weighed and my calamity laid in the balances together, for now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore, my words are swallowed up." Job is saying that everything that has fallen upon me, if you were to put it in the scales of life, in the balances, that it would be more than the sands of the sea. He talks about his grief, his calamity and his grief. You know, I think many times as a preacher, I know I'm guilty of it, we kind of look at Job and we run through his list of problems. And we just kind of touch on those. Well, he had a real hard time. We say, well, he lost his health and he lost all his possessions. And then we say, he lost his children and he lost. Wait a minute now. He lost his children. I think that's one thing that we underestimate is the fact that not only did Job lose his health and he lost all of his possessions and he lost even maybe his prestige, but he lost his children. All of them. And on top of all the troubles he was facing, he had that grief to deal with. And so did his wife. And I believe when she came and made the foolish statement, she was dealing with a lot of grief there as well. But he's saying, if you were to put all that on a scale, it would be more than all the sand on the sea. It would be out of balance. It would be more. Way too much. Alright? Bible says, man born of a woman, a few days, and full of trouble. That's universal. That it's not somebody over here is going to have trouble and somebody over here is not going to have trouble. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But of a few days, that means life is a vapor. We're here today. We're gone tomorrow. Life is just a short span. But through our days, it is going to be full of trouble. That we all are going to experience trouble. That is universal. Nobody escapes that. And yet, there are times in our lives, circumstances in our life, where things would seem to swing way out of balance. The pendulum swings far to one side, far against us. And so, you might think, well, preacher, this is the most depressing message I've ever heard. Oh, hang with me just a moment. I don't want to, this is not a doom and gloom message. I'm not trying to discourage you. I don't want you to leave here this morning discouraged. I want to encourage you with God's Word. This morning, Job is experiencing the swing of balance that comes with trials and tribulations. God knew about this trial. God was allowing this trial to go on. If you go back and you look at the conversation really between God and the devil, we know the devil, he comes to present himself to God. And God says, what have you been up to? And Satan says, well, I've been walking to and fro in the earth and up and down in it. In other words, I've been seeking whom I may devour. And God said, have you considered my servant Job? The devil said, well, I can't touch him. God, you know that you have a hedge of protection about him. I can't even get to him. God said, well, I'm going to allow you to tempt him. I'm going to allow you to try him for a little while. I'm going to allow you to have at him for a little while. Only do not touch his life. Everything else is fair game. I'm going to allow this trial. And so the devil begins. And I want you to hear this. God, when the devil heard that, he told God, he said, I'm going to have Job curse you. So that's his plan. I'm going to get Job to curse God. You remember what Job's wife said to him? Why don't you just curse God and die? Why don't you just curse him and die? What's the devil doing? He's got a plan. He's trying to accomplish a goal. And many times we don't see all this going on behind the scenes. And yet, I believe Job, more than many other places in Scripture, rolls back the curtain just a little bit to see that there's all these different forces going on behind the scenes. And so he says, I'm going to have Job curse you. And so the wife tells me, why don't you just curse God and die? You know, I believe it was Eliphaz. He asked basically the same question. Y'all just curse God and die. You see what the devil's up to. But what is God doing? God has a plan in all this as well. And he's allowing these things to go on in Job's life for a reason. And we need to see that reason this morning. Job is experiencing that swing of the pendulum that comes with trials and tribulations. He has a desire. It's so much. It's so heavy on him. He has a desire to just go on and be with the Lord. If you finish reading this chapter, you'll find that's his request. I just wish I could go on and be with the Lord. But he knows this, Brother Mike, that my life is not my own. It belongs to God. And so God has that right. God can take my life when he's ready. Until then, I'm going to hold on to Him. He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm going to look to the Lord through all of this. And certainly, He said, it's like the sands of the sea and the balance. It's just over much what I'm dealing with. But God has a reason for all this. And because of His great faith in the Lord, He knows that the pendulum will eventually swing back the other way. All right, look at Job 23. If you're ever studying Job, you might want to mark Job 23. This is kind of, to me, it's the highlight of the whole book. It's just beautiful what's said here in this book, in this chapter. Job 23, verse 1. Then Job answered and said, even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find Him, that I might come even to His seat. I would order my cause before Him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which He would answer me and understand what He would say to me. So this is Job saying, my conscience is clear. Look at verse 6. Will He plead against me with His great power? No, but He would put strength in me. Then the righteous might dispute with Him, so should I be delivered forever from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but He is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive Him. On the left hand, where He doth work, but I cannot behold Him. He hideth Himself on the right hand, that I cannot see Him. But He knoweth the way that I take. When He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held His steps. His ways have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of His lips. I have esteemed the words of His mouth more than my necessary food. In other words, the pendulum is going to swing when the Lord sees fit. That right now, I know that I'm dealing with things and my complaints, they're very much, and my groaning is very much, and it just seems like it's more than I can handle, and yet I have this faith that God, He's not punishing me, He's not whipping me, He's not scourging me, that He is trying me. And even though I can't see Him, I've looked behind me, I can't find Him. I've looked in front of me, I can't see Him. I've looked to the right and to the left, I don't see Him. He said, but He sees me. He knows where I'm at. He sees the way that I take. And when all this is over, when I'm tried, I will come forth like gold. That is absolutely beautiful. And what a faith that this man would have. But listen to me this morning. The Lord sees the balances. He sees my troubles. And when I am tried, Job said, when I am tried, when this is over, I will understand it better. We sang that song, I'll understand it better by and by. Job said, I don't really understand it all right now. I really don't know what's going on. I don't know why I'm going through all of this. He said, but there's coming a day when I will. I'll understand this better by and by. There is a better day coming. That's so encouraging to me. Listen, dear friend. Though you may be facing the balances that are weighed heavily against you, God will tip the scales. Throughout Scripture, we find this. Throughout Scripture, we find that God always tips the scales in the favor of His children. Always. You know, He can tip the scale with one finger. I love the passage over in Jeremiah and it talking about all the nations. We look out here at Japan and China and Korea, and we look over at the Middle East, and we look at the United States, and we see all this trouble going on, and the politicians, and they're all bickering back and forth, and the news media is bickering back and forth, and all the world's going to come to an end. And the Bible says over in the book of Jeremiah, see, God looks at the nations. He said, and they are as a drop of a bucket to Him. They're as a drop of a bucket to him. You know what that means, Brother Byron? That means God can tip the scale with one thumb. That with just the power of His Word, He can tip the scales back and make them right. He can swing them back the other way. And certainly, He knows the trials that we're facing. He knows them. He hasn't forgotten about you. Sometimes you might feel like, has God forgotten about me? Listen what Job said. Right now I've looked everywhere. I can't find Him. But He knows where I'm at. He knows what He's doing. So often, life does seem unfair. So often. David was no match for Goliath. I mean, let's just look at this thing from a natural point of view. He was no match for Goliath. Sports today, whenever you have a team maybe playing for a championship and they're playing another team, they'll often refer to that as a David and Goliath match. And what they're saying is this match is very unequal. That there's one that no doubt by on paper is the dominant team. And the only way that this other team's gonna win is through an act of God. That's the only way. They're just so inferior. It's way out of balance. Whenever I look at David and Goliath, that fight was way out of balance. You have a youth and a man that had been a warrior from his youth. A young boy that's just a strickling of a lad and a giant that's 9 foot tall. And yet, he walks out on that field. And what does God do? God tipped the scales, didn't He? He swung the pendulum back in David's favor. I think about Abraham as he would love his son Isaac with all of his heart, and yet God put him to the test. I want you to offer your son, your only son Isaac. Boy, the pendulum swung way out of balance there. But he kept his faith in God, and what did God do? He blessed him. He blessed him to be a great nation, and He blessed him through his son Isaac to be a great nation. I think about the little widow woman. She had a little meal, a little oil, and a cruse. She said, I'm going to make a cake. Me and my son are going to eat and die. My goodness. The balance is so out of whack. That pendulum has swung so far. But she has great faith in God, and God tipped the scales in her faith. I could go on and on. There's so many examples in Scripture. Esther, little Esther. I can't go into my husband. If I go in and he will not hold out that golden scepter, I'll be killed. That seems out of balance. It really does. Well, especially in that day, women had no power, did they? She couldn't even talk to her husband unless he held out a golden scepter. But God was with her. Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He had so much on Him, His sweat was like great drops of blood. And His prayer was, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. The weight was so out of proportion. And yet God strengthened him. Jesus said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And God strengthened him to be able to go through what he had to go through. God's balances are just and true. Sometimes life seems to get out of balance. Sometimes things seem very, very unfair. But God has a way of swinging this thing back because He's just and He's true. Are there times when we will not understand? Absolutely. Are there hurts that can leave scars that last a lifetime? Certainly. Are there times when we're going to weep? The Bible says David wept till he had no more power to weep. Sometimes we have to face those same types of things. Weep till you have no more power left to weep. But the good thing, the Bible says God takes them and He puts them in a bottle. He's noticing. He's watching. He's taking note of everything going on in our life. Everything that we face, He's noticing that. And even our tears, He's placing them in a bottle because He's concerned and He cares. When the pendulum swings, the faithful shall come forth as gold. Job said, I'm just going to hold on to what I know. I'm just going to continue to look to God. I can't see Him. I don't know where He's at. He knows where I'm at. I'm just going to hold on to that. And when all this is over with, I'm going to come forth like gold. God knows what He's doing. You go read the last chapter of Job and you'll find out God evermore swung the pendulum back in His favor. Did that replace the children He lost? No. But God made things right, didn't He? He fixed it. Did it take those scars away? No, but it helped heal them. God's a healer. All the possessions He lost, His name that He lost, all those things were corrected. The Bible says you reap what you sow. In the book of Jeremiah, you don't have to turn, I'm just going to refer to it. Jeremiah chapter 12 and I believe verse 9. Jeremiah admits his feelings in a way that I believe every one of us can understand. He says that my heritage is unto me as a speckled bird. The birds round about are against me, or against her rather. Come ye all the beasts of the field, come and devour. My daddy had chicken houses for some time and my father-in-law had chicken houses for some time, and I've always been kind of, I don't even know how to describe that. I was there at times. Times I had to be there. Other times I got away from it as quickly as possible. It wasn't my thing. I know we got some chicken farmers here, maybe at least involved with them, but one thing I noticed about those chickens is when they bring those little bitties, they're little blind bitties, and they dump them out, and they begin to run around. And every now and then, you would get a black speckled chicken. He was different than everybody else. And all those other little bitties would go around, and they would peck him. Sometimes they'd peck him until he was dead. Or they would peck him until you felt sorry enough for him, you'd cull him. Jeremiah says, that's how I feel. Because of my stand, everybody's turned against me. And sometimes that's the way it is in life. Seems like everybody's out to get you. Everybody's against you. But God made Jeremiah this promise. He said, Jeremiah, I'm going to make you an iron pillar. And you'll be able to stand before kings and princes. And nobody's going to be able to touch you. I'm going to take care of you. God tipped the scales back in His favor, didn't He? You look, so that seems so unfair. God plus me is always a majority. Always. And I know God without me is still a majority. But it works in my favor when I'm on His side or He's on my side. And so the Lord just wants us to have faith in Him. To look to Him, you don't have to understand everything. You don't always have to have a smile on your face. There's things in life that can knock that smile clean off our face and we couldn't get it there if we wanted. But just to understand, God knows what He's doing. And sometimes things do swing way out of balance. But hold on and let Him tip the scales that are as the sands of the sea against you right now. Hold on and let Him have you come forth as gold. Become the gold that you're meant to be. We ask for a song.